This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Deadly Russian missile strikes hit Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital, Monday, part of what Russian President Vladimir Putin boasted was a massive strike against Ukraine in response to the destructive weekend attack on the bridge linking Crimea to the Russian mainland. Reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv told VOA what she knew about the attacks in Kyiv and elsewhere.
This missile attacks around Ukraine today, not only in Kyiv, but also in 14 more regions of Ukraine, were mostly targeted civilian society and civilian areas of where a lot of civilians were concentrated at this point of time, and of course critical infrastructure. So we have information about over 10 people killed and over 60 people injured around the country. Most of people in Kyiv, for example, they were killed in their own cars on their way to their work. So it was early in the morning when people were either at home, still at home, or going to work.
The Ukrainian military said the Russian barrage amounted to about 75 missiles hitting at least 10 different areas of the country. Most of the attacks in Kyiv hit the center of the city, killing at least 5 people and wounding 12 others in populated areas, including parks and tourist sites. Ukraine said at least 5 more were killed elsewhere in the country. Russian President Vladimir Putin told a meeting of a Security Council Monday that the strikes targeted Ukraine's energy, military, and communications infrastructure, and that they are in response to the attack Saturday on a bridge that linked Russia to Crimea, the Ukrainian peninsula Moscow illegally seized in 2014. This is VOA News. North Korea Monday said its recent missile tests were designed to simulate striking strategic South Korean assets, a claim that follows a week of unprecedented missile testing as well as the launching of what it called a new type of ground-to-ground intermediate-range ballistic missile that overflew Japan. State-run Korean Central News Agency, or KCNA, announced that leader Kim Jong-un, who'd been absent from public eye for a month, guided military drills of the Korean People's Army. The North Korean state media reported the 7 rounds of ballistic missile tests launched September 25th to October 9th checked and assessed the operation of tactical nuclear weapons together with the military's nuclear counterattack capability, which would serve as a severe warning to enemies. The KCNA reports also said the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed calls from the U.S. and South Korea to return to talks without preconditions, quoting Kim as saying, "Even though the enemy continues to talk about dialogue and negotiations, we do not have anything to talk about, nor do we feel the need to do so." Workers at the site of a major complex of refineries crucial for Iran's massive offshore natural gas field have joined the spreading protests in the nation regarding the death of the 22-year-old woman Mahsa Amini while in the custody of the nation's morality police. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
The demonstrations at Asilawaya mark the first time the unrest surrounding Amini's death has threatened the coffers of Iran's oil and gas industry. While it remains unclear if other workers will follow, the protests come as demonstrations rage on in cities, towns and villages. Activists say at the beginning of this week, the sound of apparent gunshots and explosions have echoed through the streets of a city in western Iran, while security forces reportedly killed one man in a nearby village. I'm Charles Diledesma.
German police said Monday they're investigating the possibility of a political motive in the suspected sabotage of a railway communication system over the weekend that brought trains to a standstill across the northwestern part of the country. Officials say cables were severed deliberately in a Berlin suburb and in Herne in western Germany, sites that are 440 kilometers apart. Trains in the northwestern sites of Hamburg, Schleswig-Holstein, Lower Saxony, and Bremen were halted for nearly 3 hours early Saturday. Railway operator Deutsche Bahn said it was necessary because of a digital train system that failed. Authorities opened an investigation into suspicion of dangerous interference with rail traffic. Police in the western city of Bochum said Monday their state protection unit is conducting the investigation because a political motivation is also being examined. Repeating the hour's top news story, deadly Russian missile strikes hit Ukraine's capital Kyiv and other parts of the country Monday. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is